like, who's that?
Yeah, thank you. Worship team, that's fine if you want to take your seats. So yeah, wow, here I am. So I just want to say thank you to the pastoral team, to Pastor Paul and Sister Vicky for allowing me to speak. And Sister Nelly, it's an honour to have you here, but it's also very nerve-wracking. So I hope that that what I say will speak to people's hearts. So I'll just pray and then I'll get into it. And then after, Colin's going to come up and speak. So Father, I just thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity of being able to share your word. Father, I just pray that you will empty me of myself. And I pray that your Holy Spirit will take full control. Lord, I pray that as I speak, that your word will go forth with power. And Father, I pray that, Lord, your word will bear fruit in people's lives. Lord, if this is a message for anyone in particular, I pray, Lord God, that it will not fall on shallow ground, but, Lord, that they will take it, that they will digest it, and, Lord, that it will bear the fruit that it needs to bear. In the name of Jesus, amen. So today, I'm going to speak about thankfulness. As you know, we're in Praise and Worship Month, and I was asking God what I should speak about, and this kind of came on my heart. And I spoke to Tanya last Tuesday, because her and Damien were sharing the word last week. And I said, oh, what are you sharing about? And she kind of told me a bit about what she was sharing. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's kind of really similar to what I'm sharing. And I was like, oh no, what do I do? And then what I said, well, Tanya, obviously the Lord really wants to say something, because the fact that he told both of us on separate occasions, and I went away and I prayed about it, and God said, no, I want you to still share about what I've told you to share. So I was like, right, Lord, you know what you're doing, so I'll just be obedient. So quick question, how many of us have things in our lives that we thought were amazing, but now we moan about them, or we even resent them? So are there things that we've prayed for, things that we've really put before the Lord, and then God has answered our prayer, and then after a bit, we kind of get used to it, and then we just, oh, we start moaning about it. I came up with a few. I mean, people have obviously prayed for their wives, their husbands, and how many of us have a moan about them every now and again? Our children, how many of us lose our temper with our children? How about if your car, the car that you prayed for, you dreamed of, and then it keeps breaking down and you're like, oh, this stupid car. And when I was thinking about this, I thought about when me and Colin first got married, and we needed to find somewhere to live, and Colin found this really nice apartment, and but we didn't think that we'd get it, so we prayed and we really sought God, and we got it, and it was such a blessing, and we were just so thankful that God had blessed us with this apartment. But we moved in March, and like towards the end of last year and the beginning of this year, I just used to moan about it, because we'd really started to outgrow this apartment. Like, our spare room got filled with stuff that we just didn't have a lot of space to store stuff. And I just used to moan. I was like, oh man, I've got to get out of here. We've got to get a house. And that's what kind of came to mind. And tonight I'm going to speak about worshiping with a thankful heart and why it's actually important. So as I said, we're in Praise and Worship Month, and thankfulness is actually the cornerstone of praise, because I looked up the definition for praise, and it said to show profound religious devotion, to express thanks and worship to God. So I was looking for scriptures, and the one that came out was Psalm 100, verse 4, which you can turn to if you've got your Bibles. And that scripture says, to enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him, bless his name. What I realise is that thankfulness is about showing gratitude. We need to be thankful every day, in every way, and about everything. Now that sounds like a lot of, you know, thank yous, but we really need to get into this mode of being thankful for everything, because everything is a gift from God. So I was thinking about praise and worship, and I thought it's really, for me, praise and worship is, it's a vehicle that opens the door to God's presence. There's been times when I've been really struggling in my Christian walk, and, you know, or I might have got in the flesh. And what I'll do is I'll go away, I'll lock myself in a room, and I'll put worship music on, and I would just start to praise God, and I would just start to thank him. Because when you start to do that, you can't be in the flesh anymore, because what it does is it just takes you into that realm with God. So thankfulness is an important element because it helps us to have the right heart attitude before we actually meet with God. God is not actually looking for our words. He's not looking for our actions, but he's looking for the right heart attitude. And when we have an attitude of gratitude, it really, really helps us to connect with God. So the first thing that I do every morning, or when I enter into a time of prayer, is I thank God. The first thing I do when I wake up in the morning, I say, thank you, God, for waking me up this morning. Because there's going to be a lot of people that are not even going to see that day. So just little things like that, just little, you know, little thanks that we can give to God. And, you know, God has done so much for us. He sent his son to die for us. How many parents have we got in here? There's a few of us. How many of you would give your son to die for someone else or your daughter? And how would you feel if the people that they died for didn't even show any gratitude? They just was like, oh yeah, thanks. That must be how God feels sometimes when we're not thankful, you know, when there's people that don't acknowledge who he is. So when we begin to thank God, it makes us grateful. It takes the focus off ourselves and how we are feeling and what we're actually going through. And it helps us to realign our focus on God. Because he's the King of Kings, he's the Lord of Lords, he's the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, the Ancient of Days. That just, God is just so awesome. Why should we not thank him and praise him? So we need to sacrifice our own thoughts and feelings. By thankfulness, you're sacrificed to God and keeping the vows you made to the Most High. That's Psalm 50, verse 14. So when we're struggling with things and everything kind of seems like it's going wrong, we can't seem to find a way out. You know, we get into that place and we're like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? You know, this is the most crucial time to be thankful. In Numbers 14, people will probably know the story. It's about the Israelites when they're in the wilderness. And I was reading this story and I was like, God, these people were so ungrateful. It talks about when God had delivered them from Egypt. They saw God's power move in a mighty way. He brought the plagues and then he brought them out of Egypt. He guided them with a pillar of smoke by day and the pillar of fire by night. Now, I mean, if that was me, that is just awesome. Can you imagine that God would guide you with a pillar of smoke and a pillar of fire? I mean, just to see these things, how can someone not believe in a God? And then he freed them by parting the Red Sea and letting them escape and to travel to the promised land through the wilderness. And I had a little thought here as well. What I realized was we have to go through the wilderness sometimes to get to the promised land. There is no shortcut to the promised land. We have to go through the wilderness. So if you're struggling with things right now, if you're in that wilderness place, you've got to go through. Don't stop, don't turn back, keep going, because God is going to do something amazing. And it didn't stop there, because God even fed and watered them, and he made sure that their clothes didn't wear out. I mean, how awesome is that? He really, really took care of them. They had the blessings of God, but you know what? They still complained. They complained to no end. And they weren't happy with Moses' leadership. They didn't want the manna. They didn't want the quails. And they actually said, you know what, let's have another leader, because I want to go back to Egypt and go back into slavery. How ungrateful is that? So I was looking up about complaining, and the Old Testament word for complaining in Hebrew is loon, which means to sit down, to stay permanently, to be obstinate. And you know what? It is used over and over again in the book of Exodus. These people complained. And their constant complaining made them stay in the wilderness for 40 years, when it should have taken a few days. So what does that tell us? When we're in a situation, when we're in that wilderness place, and we are complaining, we are just delaying it, and delaying it, and delaying it, and delaying it. So complaining is actually a sin. There it is. So what it does is it actually opens the door for the devil to come in. It gives a foothold for the devil to come into your life. So when you're complaining about your husband, your kids, your job, you are actually giving ammunition to the devil to use against you. So I really felt strongly that this message is for someone tonight. I don't know who it is, but I just really felt that this was really strong on my heart, that someone needs to hear this message tonight. Have you been complaining about your situation? All I want to say is, you need to get into that place of thankfulness. You need to move through that wilderness. You need to glorify God and thank him. Because you know what? There's always someone worse off than you. I bet there's someone worse off than you in this church tonight. But you don't know that, because obviously you can't talk to everyone else. But that, just bear that in mind. In the Bible, thanks is written 116 times. And 73 of those says, give thanks. So when it seems that everything is going wrong, that we're on our own, and that God is always there, because in the word he says that he will never leave us or forsake us. Although we might not feel like thanking God, when we put him first, he will move in our situation. When you begin to thank him, it's actually saying, Lord, I don't know what's going on, but I'm putting my trust in you. And I thank you, Lord God, that you are going to work this out for good. I don't know how you're going to work it out, but I trust that you are going to work it out. So today, start thanking God for your situation. And you know what? If you are going through struggles, ask God to show you what he's trying to teach you. Because God doesn't take you through a struggle or through the wilderness for no reason. He does it because he wants to teach us something. So what we focus on grows. So if we start complaining, we are going to get into that mindset. We are going to be negative. But if we start speaking positive things will happen. When we start declaring the word of God, when we start, you know, speaking words of thanks, it begins to change the atmosphere around us. I actually used to be quite negative. When I first married Colin, he used to keep saying, God, you're so negative. You're so negative. You know, why are you so negative all the time? And I was like, I didn't know I was negative. Am I really? And what I realized is my mum's actually quite negative. And I lived with her for 5 years. And I think that kind of rubbed off. Well, that was my excuse. But what happened was, through Colin highlighting it to me, I was like, I'm not going to be negative. I'm going to be positive. So I started kind of trying to change the way I speak, to change, you know, the way I act. And hopefully, Colin, I'm not negative anymore. Praise the Lord. There's just other things now. So you know, changing how you do things and speaking those things actually changes your life and changes the atmosphere around you. But being thankful can also increase our faith. Even when we can't see breakthrough, even when we're seeking God for something but we're not seeing it, we need to thank God. We need to thank Him in advance, and we need to believe by faith that He is going to answer us. In Philippians 4, verse 6, it says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God." So we don't have to worry about anything, because you know what? God's got it in control. So what we need to do when we're going through these trials, we need to thank God. I've been through some things and I've been like, "Lord, what are you doing?" But then I was like, "Lord, you know what? I'm going to thank you. I'm going to thank you for the situation that I'm in right now. I'm going to thank you that you are doing something in my life. I'm going to thank you that you're going to take me through it. And Father, I thank you that when I come through, I am going to be a better person." And this is how we have to be. When we're going through those situations, we have to start speaking these things. We have to start thanking God, even if we don't feel it inside. So another scripture that I was looking at was 2 Chronicles 20. And it's the whole chapter, so you don't have to turn to it. But the story is about King Jehoshaphat. And it's a great story. I love this story. And in it, King Jehoshaphat, he's actually got three armies that are coming to attack him. And it tells you in there that King Jehoshaphat is absolutely terrified. And he's like, "Oh my gosh, what am I going to do?" And he begs the Lord for guidance. That's what it says that he does. And he orders the nation of Judah to fast and pray. So that's key. We need to come to God when we're going through these trials, and we need to fast and pray. And the Spirit of the Lord, it says, came upon a man called Jahaziel, and he declared that the battle is not yours, but it is God's, and that Jehoshaphat would have the victory. Now, for King Jehoshaphat, seeing these three armies, he must have been like, "Nah, that's not going to happen." But do you know what he did? He bowed down before God and he glorified him. And what he did was he said to the people, "Worship God." So they worshiped God with loud shouts. And what Jehoshaphat did was he appointed singers to walk ahead of the army, and they were singing praise to the Lord. And do you know what they were singing? "Give thanks to the Lord, for his faithful love endures forever." So they sang thankfulness unto the Lord. And you know what? They didn't even have to fight the battle, because basically the armies heard all this commotion of the singing, and they got scared. And then they started to fight among themselves. So by the end of it, God had won the battle for them, and the opposition, there was not one single person left standing. So you know what? God can fight your battles too. If he can do that, if he can defend a king against three armies, no matter what you're going through, I'm sure God can fight your battle too, because nothing is too hard for the Lord. And I was speaking to my accountant last night, and she's not a Christian. And but she was telling me she's been through a lot of trials. Like, she's been ill, she's been in hospital, and then as she came out, her husband was driving down the M25 in his car, and suddenly he felt really ill and he had to pull over, and he had a brain bleed, and he kind of had this really bad headache, but he continued driving, and they ended up taking him to hospital. And he was in hospital for weeks, you know, with this brain bleed. And they said, you know, he was really fortunate that it wasn't fatal. And I was just kind of chatting with her and listening, and I came off the phone and I just smiled, because a number of times she said, well, thank God that it wasn't fatal. Thank God that it wasn't this. Thank God that it wasn't that. And I was like, Lord, even non-Christians use those words. They might not know what it means, but they use it. So how much more powerful is it going to be for us as Christians to be thankful to God? So today, I want to encourage you to have a thankful heart that glorifies God. I want you to thank God for what he has done for you. I want you to thank him for the Red Seas that he's already parted in your life. And I want you to thank him for the mountains that he has moved in your life. And I want you to say, I believe that this is going to work out for my good, no matter what you are going through. Thank him for what he is doing, and thank him for what he is going to do in the future. Because you know what? Your future is always greater than your past. So what I want to do is, I've got a video, and what I'd like us to do is all stand, and Vicky's going to play the video. And I just want us to have a time of thankfulness. And this video, it's called Thank You, and it's a worship song. And I just want you, if you don't know, if you feel that you don't know how to thank God, how to be thankful, just sing the song, because it says it all. But I really want you to get into that place of thankfulness. And then as the video finishes, Colin will come up and share.